Rolling.
Raw feed is on.
Oh my God, look at that. Another raw feed. It's Monday, July 27th. The whole gang is here. Rula Ryan, Eric Swisher, Kay, and Sam. Mm-hmm. Raw feeders, y'all did so well with your secret word last week.
Yeah,
we've been seeing it like crazy.
Breakfast.
If you don't, I was going to say, if you don't know the secret word, Sam, I mean, I'll go back and listen to the other podcast. Forget that. Bleep that out now, Sam.
I'll bleep it out.
Sam's going to pull a Ryan during this. Usually Ryan goes and takes a dump. But I think Sam has to leave. Don't you have to leave pretty soon?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the cable guy coming between 10 and 3?
Oh, yeah.
The AC guy?
The cable guy.
Okay. So between 10 and 3, that means
the cable guy,
I thought it was supposed to be sexy. I thought that was code because I don't have internet or cable. So I figured, oh, yeah, like that's my lie. No.
When people come to your house, do you dress up? Like, you know, I put...
No, Eric, she comes to the door in a negligee.
Well, yes, in my
I say dress up. Right now
heels.
We're in a COVID world where I don't wear pants. I just wear shorts.
I wear sports bras because I always wear, you know, sports clothes, like my workout pants and sports bras. If they're coming, I try and
up?
Put a, yeah, I try and put a top on.
Yeah, if I were your husband, I would not. I would not like the fact that my wife is, like, you know, prancing around in a bra in front of a stranger.
It's a sports bra.
She's not prancing.
To men, Sam, that's a bra. That's
hey,
a bra.
Your
bra.
Boys.
They're like, yes, I got the house where the
I told
girl
you
walks around in her bra.
When I worked at Orkin, that was the big thing was, like, wait till you get some of these horny housewives. They are going to be all over you. And I'm like, I don't think so. We're wearing an Orkin outfit with a...
Did you ever have a woman try to seduce you when you came over to the fumigator house?
No.
For real? No.
That's like the great white buffalo or whatever, a great white whale. You hear about it.
Doesn't exist.
Never happens. I mean, if it is, she's probably like a 3 or 2, by hideous.
Oh.
You don't want her anyway.
Still, though, I think her number would actually rise just by the sheer unexpectedness of it, you know? You're like, wow, I'm in a bug uniform, and this woman wants to throw down with me, man. She just went from a 3 to a 7.
Listen, it only depends on how hot the guy is, because, you know, I've always thought to myself, like, well, you know, I remember when I was single and I had this plumber come to my house. I'm thinking, God, these guys, he was telling me about this disgusting house he had to go to the night before. And it was like an overnight job where they're like up to their thighs in raw sewage.
Ew.
And I'm looking at him like, dude. You have to be smoking hot as a plumber to tell a girl that story, and then she still wants to do you.
By the way, I was waist deep in poop yesterday, but let's do it.
I ever tell you the story when I worked at the radio station as well, and they had me signed up because the big Bloomington, Illinois airplane fest was happening, and they had me. Uh-huh. I was going to be one of those daredevil planes, and they were going to flip me around and do all this stuff.
Whoa!
Oh, so fun! I totally did.
So I was nervous about it, but I was still supposed to be working. But I was going to like pretend like I was busy and go do this.
Uh-huh.
So I took Xanax type stuff. I must take really powerful stuff. And then they said, Eric, there's this big factory that wants you to give them a proposal on bug pest control. And I already popped the stuff, so I had to drive there.
Oh, no.
And then
you
should
have done
that.
And
I'm like, horse tranquilizer?
Yeah, and it kicked in while I was like, I don't even remember this. I don't even remember what happened.
Eric's angel dusted, and he's driving to the...
I just remember going to the factory, walking around, because he looked for like, I was like, okay, there, put some rat things there. And, I don't remember. I just remember sitting there talking to the guy. I was like, ooh. I never made it to I never got to the airplane, because I don't remember what happened.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Whoa.
I think I had my girlfriend come get me. I couldn't tell the bosses, and I think I lost that deal because it was like, this is going to be like $1,000 a month. It's a $12,000 deal for me.
Oh,
I'd get 5% of that.
And at that point in your life, that was a big deal. That'd be a big deal at any point in your life.
Yeah, it must have been $100,000. But I just remember that. I forgot about that. I took the pill. I was all effed up pretty bad. And then and I never got to ride those airplanes. I've always wanted to do that where they do the loop-de-loops. And it was the old-fashioned ones where they cut
the Barnstormer.
Yeah. But when they do those barrel rolls, you will get sick. If you've never done that before, you will absolutely
even if you've
puke.
Done it before, wouldn't you always just... Everybody has a first time. Y'all see those videos all the time now on AFV or on viral videos where that little orb, they used to have it on the seawall in Galveston, it's gone now, and it shoots you up like a slingshot.
Yeah.
People pass out all the time in those. Like
one
person's laughing so hard, the other person is passing
here's
out.
Dead.
Here's an absolutely...
And then waking up and passing out.
This is absolutely true. My ex-wife, Michelle, and she wouldn't even be mad at me for telling this story. When we were married, she went on this family reunion trip, and I wasn't there, but Faith was there, and she saw it and like from the ground. So Michelle's brother, they were sitting in one of these biplanes where, like, there's, you know, two cockpits. So Jeff and the pilot are behind her, and Michelle's in the front. And they did the barrel rolls and the flips, and she got so sick she threw up, and it spewed all the way back on Jeff and the pilot, her brother. And they got off the plane, and he was so pissed off because he was covered in her vomit, man.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, you just, know, Brian, speaking of that, never I done always it before. Think about this. It's the story you never hear about, but you know it's got to happen. It's got to happen. But I've never heard anybody call our show or tell us about it happening to them. You know those rides that every place in America has where it's everybody's
a pirate ship?
Like five rows face each other, and it's like a ship, that like a star.
Oh, yeah, I did that thing.
The Sea Dragon.
Yeah, everywhere they've got one.
And at the Pleasure Pier.
Okay, yeah, somewhere somebody barfed and it got on everybody else in the rows. Does it not? Oh, yeah. It goes forward on the other crowd. Like, how have we never heard of somebody saying, I got barfed on this ride?
Oh, yeah.
Or little kids.
That's not
peeing.
A common thing you hear. I got barfed on.
What's the other one where you're in like a barrel? You look down and they all get sucked to the wall?
Oh, no, that one does
Gravitron.
Get me sick. I hate that. There,
I like those.
Oh, no, I hate that.
I used
the funny
to
thing
love
is I can
rides.
Jump out of planes and I can spin through the air like that and it doesn't bother me, but at that little carny ride where the floor drops out, oh, yeah, that's a Vomitron. I can't stand that thing.
The Vomitron, yes, or headaches, too. It always gave me a bad headache.
Yeah, it jostles you around. You know what else does that Boardwalk Bullet, that roller coaster at the Kima Boardwalk?
Not the one you broke your rib on or something?
Like because it's like
your chest on
if
that
you're a person if you're a person of size, you're not riding that ride. I would not consider myself to be a large person, but the seats are so tight and it's not even fun. It just jostles you around so hard and it cracked my rib.
What about the one on the Pleasure Pier, that little roller coaster? It goes straight up, but it doesn't
look
like
fun. I did that one. That's fun.
I don't know what it's called.
I've never rode any rides there.
Yeah.
I never wanted to pay money.
That one will bang the hell out of you. You really get jostled on that thing.
Did you guys, when y'all went to Disney World, did y'all ever do the Hollywood Tower of Terror?
I won't do those. I hate drops.
Yes.
I love that.
That's basically fun. Go up really slow, Sam, and then they open the window so you can see the park. Is that what they do? And then they drop you?
I don't remember them opening up the window, but I just remember the dropping feeling. I probably had my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Like, terrified.
Oh, Eric, you've got to. Did you ever do. Because Eric and I go to Universal with our kids. Have you ever done the Doctor Doom ride?
I won't do that.
God, it's so fun. It just shoots you up like a bat out of hell.
I don't want my balls in my throat.
Your nuts feel like they've moved up into your throat. See, and it's like just tickling your balls.
That's like that water slide at in Galveston at Moody Gardens where you go straight down. You come off the top and go like several stories.
Fun.
You guys
sensation.
Ever do that one where you have to go in that little clear case and you sit there and then they...
Oh, yeah.
They hit the button
like
and you
a
just
tube
drop
and it just drops down.
They have that at Typhoon. Typhoon Texas.
Remember how I told you guys that Disney Plus is my Netflix? How you guys go on Netflix and watch, okay, here's this new thing, whatever, whatever. All weekend long, that's how Disney Plus was for us. And Tassos and I got sucked into the rabbit hole of how Disneyland and Disney World got built.
That's
like
cool.
How this whole thing even got put together by Walt Disney, and he bought all the 27,000 acres in Florida and nobody knew what he was going
to
do with it.
How much did it cost?
They said the cost of the 27,000 acres, but he had them for a while before he decided to put World there. And they were talking about the Disneyland ride, the opening of It's a Small World, how the first day of Disneyland, guys, when they did this whole, because it was live on ABC, the opening of Walt of Disneyland, 17 cameras or 27 cameras all through the park, and like ants, all these people showed up. Let's say they were expecting, I'm going to make up the number because I can't remember. Let's say they expected 10,000 people and like 100,000 showed up because people had forfeited tickets. One of them said, Disneyland debut pass, this person plus 67 guests. And that was like fake tickets. No, for Disneyland. For Disneyland.
Disneyland is in California. Disney World's in Florida.
Yes, Disneyland in California. When Walt Disney opened that, it was live on ABC television.
It was live.
And he was opening Disneyland. And it was really crazy. So the point I was going to make is It's a Small World ride, which is boring and nothing thrilling about it whatsoever.
It's classic, though. It's air conditioning.
It's classic.
You feel like you can get away from the sun for 5 minutes.
Yeah. What I don't understand are people that, you know, like when you're so tied to like a something like a Star Wars movie or Star Trek movie or Harry Potter and you hear that the author or creator might change something and you like lose your mind. I don't think any of us are one of those to like sign a petition over Star Trek changing the logo or something like that. But when they said that they were going to put the little kids that are in It's a Small World, at some point they started incorporating the Disney princesses in there. Like Alice in Wonderland is in like Holland and Anna and Elsa are in Norway now. They have little. People freaked the blank out. I mean, they were getting so much hate mail. How dare you cartoonize the best ride in the world? I'm like, it's not the best ride in the world. There's nothing going on in there. You're just walking around. You're just in a boat.
I mean, there are two theories to this. I mean, like, for one thing, I do believe if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But at the same time, you got to evolve with the times. Especially
a lot of apps do that, though,
Ryan.
My wife's always like, why did Orange Theory change this? The way they had something. It's like everyone's always changing their apps and stuff.
Well, I've noticed anytime, like, through our work, you know, if we have to, like, change the technology that we use.
Like our email?
Yeah. It's never better or easier. It's different and suckier. I don't like it.
Also, we just mastered it, and then they changed it. Like the Orange Theory app, I had just mastered it, and then they changed it. So now I'm like, I don't know what the hell's happening.
Speaking of theme parks, last week we did the GOATs, greatest of all time, and on this list is theme park. What would you guys all say? Go around the room. The greatest theme park in the United States, just the U.S.
Well, only speaking from experience where we've gone to, I'm sure there are ones that I haven't been to that are probably better. But for me, like, I have such wonderful memories with my daughter at Universal Theme Park in Florida. It's just a blast. So much fun.
That's good. Kevin?
It's a toss-up between Dorney Park and Wildwater Kingdom in Pennsylvania.
I remember Thorny Park. I've been there.
Dorney.
D-O-R-N-E-Y.
Yes.
Park.
Yep.
And then...
Is it like a Six Flags, or is it more like a ripoff of Six Flags, and they're not nice?
No.
It's a combination. I would say combination Six Flags and Water Park.
Okay.
In the same time. But I think I probably like the Water Park part of it better.
But it still has kind of a small time feel to it as opposed to like a giant
Six MGM. Flags. MGM was cool too. Where you can quote unquote ride the movies. Is that the tagline for MGM?
So they changed it now, the Hollywood Studios one in Florida?
It was in Florida. MGM. Now I haven't been there since the 80s, so you know
it used to be MGM and then they changed it to now it's Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Hollywood rock and roller coaster and stuff.
And they also have a bunch of recreated movie sets where they'll recreate scenes from certain movies.
They'll show you the steps, like they have the little step. They can make it sound like they're on gravel.
Yeah, it was neat.
It's neat to behind the scenes.
Hey Sam, would you say Knoebels Grove?
That was my first pick, or Hershey Park.
Hershey.
Oh yeah, Hershey.
Just because that's my home,
and it really does smell like chocolate in that town, guys.
Yep.
It's incredible Hershey. When you get close. Even when you get close to Hershey, the smokestacks are spewing out chocolate.
Oh yeah, you can smell it when you're driving on the road by it.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to another TV show I got sucked into: The Food That Made Us. I've got the whole Hershey thing, how that happened with M&M's and Mars, and how Hershey Park. I mean, the whole Hershey thing is pretty fascinating.
Yep.
I haven't been to enough theme parks to be an expert. I've just done Disneyland Anaheim. I've done Disney World Florida now. I used to do Astro World in Houston.
But what was the most fun for you? Like the most fun memory?
I know you guys are thinking I'm weird, but I think maybe I had cuter memories when I went to Anaheim versus World. I mean, it's different.
But what about Astro World? Didn't you have like childhood memories there that were so fun?
Yeah, I remember going like a lot when I was like 13 or 12 with groups. Like some friend groups or family would come at it from out of town. We'd go there. But I didn't really, I mean, I was always scared to do stuff because I just didn't like heights. And then when I got into radio, live on the air, I had to go on the Texas Cyclone to see if the mic would catch. Like at what point would the mic drop out on the Texas Cyclone?
Do you remember the Sky Screamer?
Did it work?
It started getting real choppy. Like we were losing signal. It started getting real spotty.
Second loop?
Maybe second like... Drop? I can't even tell you at what point. It was pretty soon after we started. So, because that ride probably was only like a minute and a half, right? That was a short ride.
Yeah, Eric, like for some reason, like at KRBE, Rula and I both worked at KRBE when we were right out of college. And Eric, this is before your time, before joining KRBE. They would do broadcasts, especially, it's called Spring Breakout from Astroworld. Oh, and they wanted to capture the sound of it. And they had to drop ride called the Skyscraper. It dropped you like 10 stories down.
Ugh. Just like and, Hollywood Terror.
And
that is.
They duct taped the mic into my hand. And this is the only time I ever said a bad word and it got out on the air. Because they said, you're going to hear a 1, 2, 3 beep, 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 and it'll drop. And I got to the top, and there was no beep, and all of a sudden it just dropped me. And I'm like, shit! And that got out over the air.
You in trouble?
That was my...
No, because it was their mistake.
And that was my baptism by fire in, okay, you're just going to do this. Because I was in college when I worked at KRBE, and I had never, you know, I never had to go on the Texas Cyclone because I didn't want to. But for this, it was like, okay... You have to go in the Texas Cyclone so we can see how far the mic's going to go. I was like, oh, I really don't want to. And that was like a train wreck after a car accident after a train wreck. There was no good stability on that roller coaster. Your neck gets thrashed around for so long. I was like, this is not.
I love the Cyclone. Eric, okay. What was your favorite theme park?
I'm like Ryan. I like Universal Studios and Disney. But probably my Six Flags and Great America, it's called, in Chicago.
We
go on field trips. Our school would take us. Mm-hmm. We'd get a go there.
It was like a Bugs Bunny theme. It was the Warner Brothers characters, right? Not
that chicken, that racist chicken.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, he was there.
I say.
I bought guy. a leash.
Why is he a racist chicken? Dog. He didn't like, it's not like he like was,
I don't want to say.
He wasn't discriminatory to other people.
It really was, chicks. I mean, I don't want to say part of his catchphrase, but yeah, he said a word in there that is absolutely derogatory.
But did you guys ever buy that invisible dog leash?
No.
I'd see those people,
it's got the,
the
yellow rope, and I'd walk around, and it looks like you're walking a dog.
Definitely.
It was like a big thing.
I remember Astroworld, Eric, maybe Great America had this too, but it was these giant paper flowers. Yep. I mean, talk about a waste of time. There's giant paper flowers that you would just get. I remember that was our thing. At the end of the night at Astroworld, my mom would let us get these giant paper flowers. And my sister Kathy must have had hers in her room, this yellow one, for, I don't know, a good year. This giant paper flower thing.
I remember I had a crush on this girl named Heather at Six Flags.
Uh-huh.
Our choir went up there. It was part of the day. And I was flirting with her. And that's the girl I made out with. And my next day, I kissed her so much, it hurt. Because I think she shaved her upper lip or something.
had a little whisker burn.
Man, poor girl.
Yeah. I'm like, what a whisker burn.
They didn't have all these
new I feel Kevin's pain. Now I know what Special K goes through.
You know what? I've always wanted to do this. Eric, a segment, the finder of Roland Ryan Lost Loves. Because at Astroworld, when I was 15 years old, our Little League baseball team went there. And I met a girl there. And she lived somewhere in North Shore. And I lived in Katy. And she gave me her phone number. And, you know, we had our make out at Astroworld. And she gave me her phone number. And somehow it must have gone through the wash. But the number got lost. And I was like, oh, she's going to be my girlfriend. I'm 15 years old. I'm like,
you're looking for
I
her,
like
you go
this
back
girl.
Like,
where's
every
his phone
weekend?
Number?
Whatever happened. Julie Brisbane, I think that was her last name. If you're out there somewhere, you know, I met you like a million years ago at Astroworld when we were 15.
Julia Brisbane.
He's free again.
No, Julie Brisbane, I believe.
Kevin,
is
check the nursing homes real quick. Go to.
No, screw you, Eric.
Corona quarantine with
obituaries.
Ryan Chase, Julie Brisbane.
I will say, this is horrifying. You've heard all my stories a million times. So there was a woman when I was in college. She was like 45, and I was like 19. And, you know, messed around with her. And I found her on Facebook, and now she is a senior citizen. And I'm looking at that picture. I'm like, oh, my Lord. I did that.
Wow. How about this? What would the greatest of all time be when it comes to holidays?
Ooh, Christmas.
Holidays. Any holiday.
Thanksgiving or Christmas are a good one.
Even though at Christmas, I suffered some serious tragedies on that. But
Christmas.
But I still love it because I will not let that define me. And it's just, it's all about seeing the joy in your child's face. So Christmas.
But Halloween has taken up is a dead heat tie now for a lot of people. Halloween to them is a big deal. That's why you see more and more decorations
not
now for Halloween. Halloween is going to be so crazy.
You can let your kids go out Halloween this year and get candy from people?
No. Get your
I don't like
COVID
it anyway.
Candy.
Yeah, is trick-or-treating canceled?
I think it has to be.
COVID canceled? It was just you and
Pride
your pod
month.
Going around the streets, COVID
canceled? I mean, do you really want to go ahead and eat strangers' candy in the middle of a pandemic?
No.
Well, I mean, you have a mask on anyway, usually.
It doesn't matter if they've got COVID themselves, they've been handling that and they pour it in a basket.
They say it doesn't stick to things. Really,
they say it can last on a surface for 48 hours.
Or they breathe on you. The little old lady ones. who are you? And they want to touch you and like.
Like in my small town, the little lady at the end of the street, she made these things called popcorn balls she'd put in your basket.
They wrapped them in saran wrap?
Yep.
Yes. The first year that I took my daughter trick-or-treating, I went with one of our mutual friends, Eric, because they lived in my neighborhood. And so both of our kids were trick-or-treating together, and we went to this one house with a lady who was dressed up like kind of like a Mrs. Claus type, but it wasn't Mrs. Claus. She had like some what's that little knapsack?
Perhaps it was a witch roller being Halloween and not Mrs. Claus.
It looked like her. And you know what she said? She was talking like this. Like her eyes were kind of closed, and she was like,
hey, my
well, here at this house for Halloween, we have potions. So which potion do you want? You want the love potion? We're like, what the hell?
Love
and
potion.
She had some cauldron, and she was scooping liquid out in these paper cups for kids. I was like, you get the hell away from me. You're not going to give my kid that. Yeah. That's
the,
why
the
you
secret
can't,
ingredient was scotch.
Yeah, that's why you can't fall back too far from your kids. Like if your kids run up to the door and
every
you
parent
like, hang
it
back,
and throws it. It's like a bunch of paper cups, a block down or a house down.
I don't know what she was thinking, dude. I don't know
so
what she was thinking.
So what about
so
the rest
weird.
Of y'all?
I think Kevin, I don't know. It's tied Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm gonna go Christmas because you get to enjoy Christmas longer than just it's a whole season. Like
so
I can get my Christmas
show.
On November
September.
The 1st.
Our Christmas show that. When we do our last drunk show and we know we're off for 2 weeks, that's a great feeling. Just knowing.
You're like,
well, think about it. It's almost reminiscent of like right when you, I remember like the last day of school before Christmas break and we'd get on the school bus and we'd have a gift exchange and you'd take home your gift and you'd be on the bus
so
and be like, oh, this is awesome.
Wait, here's what I just thought about, guys. For our Christmas drunk show this year, we're already home, possibly.
We should do
we could just get drunk here.
Why don't
we
do
the Christmas drunk show from the closet.
Why don't we do that the last day of July this Friday?
Yeah.
Or is it Thursday?
Why
I'm not supposed to drink alcohol.
Is it the last day of July on Friday?
Yes.
Christmas in July?
My wife's birthday is next Monday.
Yeah, let's see. Hold on.
How about Eric, why don't you give me one of your Xanax and then I can just do that.
Yeah. The 31st is on Friday. You're right. We do Dumb Question Amnesty on the 31st. We could do the drunk Christmas in July show. Hallmark movie t-shirts and fuzzy slippers. And all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we got the No Name Movie game. We can do all of our fun games. Hey, Kevin, what would you pick for a holiday?
I
thought it would be Pride Month because that's like your Christmas.
But that's not a national. Well, it is a national holiday.
It's national. That's everywhere. That's
yeah,
worldwide,
that is a
too.
National holiday.
That is a really, really fun holiday for me. Now it's a toss-up. I was going to say 4th of July because I'm always at a beach or a lake and I'm with family and or friends. I don't care about the Christmas presents and getting together with like all the Force family, but 4th of July is always fun.
That's because you had every gift handed to you as a child anyhow.
Oh yeah, that Lego train. Man.
I'm so proud of my daughter. She loves Legos. My wife and I'll be watching Riverdale in here yesterday and I opened the door and I look, she's just on the floor. Open her Lego box.
So it's helped me figure out how things go together, and I think that's definitely helped me along the way in my DIY efforts because I can see how things go together.
You know, Kevin, you're actually right. I mean, for people with Parkinson's, they actually recommend that they use Lego sets. We're talking like, you know, people that are senior citizens sometimes. They're like, oh, absolutely. This helps you with your cognitive abilities. It keeps your hand steady. I know somebody in particular in my life that does Legos, and he's over the age of 65, you know, but he suffers from Parkinson's.
I have two other ones for greatest of all time. I have food mascots or sexual position. Which
sexual positions.
Food mascot? What's a food mascot?
Like that hamburger helper guy?
Oh.
Or Count Dracula, I guess.
Count Chocula.
Count
Chocula.
Yeah.
Chocula.
Tricks.
That fat
the bunny
guy
from Tricks. Captain Crunch. Pillsbury Doughboy.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
I say sexual positions.
Sexual positions.
We could do them both, but okay.
What's the greatest of all time? The greatest sexual position.
The backwards grocery cart. Just make one up.
You gotta put things in them. So yeah, I guess that could work.
I have experienced things.
Are you sitting in the little seat or are you sitting in the cart?
Yeah, you put them in the seat. That's like a reverse.
It's in your butt.
Yeah, not the little seat.
The upside down grocery cart.
There's the code for the raw feed.
Upside down grocery cart. That's the code for the raw feed. Upside down grocery cart.
Yeah. I mean, not necessarily. I've done more exciting things than that, Ryan. But I'm just. I don't think y'all. I don't want to even talk about it. Also, I'm not allowed to.
What's the raw feed? You're allowed to say anything you want.
Oh, no.
It lives
no.
forever. That's the dangerous game, Kevin. At least on the air, if you said something and it got dumped out, it's gone forever.
Is it hard to bring in a new position? We've all been in relationships a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so.
Because then after roses and stuff on the show, you think people are cheating if you bring in some position. How do you bring a new position into the bedroom?
Into your repertoire.
Making them feel like you... Why?
So you saw it on Twitter.
Duh.
Twitter? What kind of Twitter are you looking at?
Twitter? Nobody tweets out new ways to bang.
I'm sure
there's something
yeah.
out there. Well, let me there's something
I could
for
send
everybody.
You some different tweet handles okay. that, you know, have all kinds of different fun stuff going on.
Oh, they don't
the
censor that?
The problem is
no,
this
apparently
world.
Not.
Uh-huh. Like, Ryan, wow. Kevin, you guys have time to do all these positions. In our world with kids, it's go time.
You better let's go
you can take.
Or let's not.
No, yeah. I mean, look, honestly, I'll take it next. I mean, I've done every position you can possibly think of
you
with
think?
A woman.
You can really possibly think of, really, everyone.
What about with a man?
Like,
I've never been
sir.
With a man.
Then you haven't done every really, position.
Yeah. Well, I said with a woman. That's why I'm sure there are different positions for men. But, I mean, to me, if you only had to have one for the rest of your life,
only one.
You got to pick missionary because you want to be able to see the woman that you love when you're yeah. having sex. You know, and to me, everybody likes it rough and wild once in a while, and you do some kinky, crazy stuff. But, I mean, like, if you're in love with that person,
it's
then,
a classic,
you know,
right?
you want to see that person. You want to, you know, you don't want to just, you know, see the back of their head.
Yeah, if you're doing all of a sudden put the doggy in there, then you're not looking at them. They could be thinking that's...
It's degrading right, because they could be donkey fantasizing punch. About somebody else.
I mean, you can start...
The donkey punch. That's my number one rule.
You can start one way and finish another.
But you
can
only keep one,
everybody
though.
Does that.
But we're saying
you know,
one position.
You switch positions multiple when you're doing it anyhow, but if you only could have one for the rest of your life, I mean, I know people are going to say, oh, that's boring missionary, but... If you love that person, you want to be able to see them, and you're yeah. kissing them, and you're doing all sorts of things. So you got to go
all
with the old, good old,
things.
Good old fashioned missionary.
Oh,
what do you Kevin? Think, Eric?
Well,
you
missionary is impossible for you, Kevin. There's no such thing as missionary with you.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
How?
You ever see porn?
Face the same way.
Well, how are you going to put it in anything?
He'll show you. Hey, Kevin, show him sometime. Invite him over.
Is it shaped like a hook?
It's like Maui's hook from Moana.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You just have to be flexible, I guess.
Kid world.
No, I mean, that's... I would say it's pretty standard to do... It looks the same way. If you were to look at a guy banging a girl and you look at a guy banging a guy, you could definitely throw their legs up in the same fashion.
It's probably more standard than the other way.
I gotcha, yeah. Okay, I got it.
And we've all learned something.
I never thought
today.
About that. I never thought no. about that before. So okay.
I'll send you some pictures.
Grocery cart. Upside down grocery
no,
cart.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay.
He'll show you some videos. I'll send them. Now we're going to get that.
I don't want viruses.
He's already got the corona. He doesn't need
right, yeah, I don't need a computer virus on top
Grace
of the
Grace of all time. Movie theater snacks. Go.
Got to go with the buttered popcorn, the fake buttered yeah. popcorn.
Ditto.
That's the bomb diggity right there. That smell will get you every time.
But you mix it with chocolate, like the Crunchy Bunch. Even
what's Crunch
M&M?
A Bunch?
Nestle's Crunch
like,
A Bunch?
It's like Fiddle Faddle,
oh,
Crunch and Munch.
Like no, Crunch A Bunch is all the clusters of the Krispies.
Oh,
I don't
those
think I've
things,
ever
yeah.
had that.
What?
No, I have not ever had the Crunch A Bunch.
You call yourself a former fat girl? You never
I
had
know,
that?
But I don't think it was around in the fatty years of like the 80s and 90s of movie watching. They had like.
It came around the 90s.
There was.
Late 90s.
There was what did I eat? I just ate the popcorn. The popcorn alone was like 5,000 calories.
Jawbreakers.
It really is.
They were a big deal, jawbreakers, and some kid would always drop it. And it'd slide down the...
Roll
down the aisle.
It's my hometown. We didn't have stadium seatings in the 80s and 90s. It was just one level. So you got some tall guy, you're screwed.
What?
Because it really wasn't
well,
much.
Well, I mean, it was slightly slanted.
The slant wasn't much, though. I remember that.
Odd.
Hear my reflux?
Yeah, I heard your reflux.
I didn't hear it. I don't think it printed over here.
I'm
so Rula.
That's not what it sounds like.
We're sitting here looking at each other over Zoom, and Rula has changed her studio around. It used to have all kinds of cloth
blankets.
Hanging behind her, and now
blankets.
I can see some type of workout. Is that a bicycle? Is that a workout bike that you're
this
underneath?
This is my elliptical.
Of?
It's my elliptical.
It's like y'all. It's towering over her. It's kind of like a shade, an umbrella of sorts on one side. It's. Oh, okay. How neat.
Oh, so that's what your room looks
man,
like.
Man, you could
so
clean that thing out and make a kick-ass studio in there.
And this is what originally I thought I could do with this room, but there was nowhere to put the elliptical, and there was a perfect little room for the elliptical. Because now I'm thinking, just over the weekend, I thought, where would I put this elliptical if I moved it out so I could really have some space in here?
What's that poster? Is that the Grand Canyon or something? Or is that like one of those positive posters?
Oh, that's the Houston skyline at sunset.
Oh, cute. Yeah, it does look like desert from here. But Rula, when you built your new house, I was under the impression that you had built yourself an office.
I do have an office, but that's downstairs in the
That's just for officing. It's not for broadcasting.
Why don't you do it down there?
Well, the reason I thought when we first started broadcasting from home, I thought we needed more like padding and like an enclosure with no windows and stuff. And I moved this around because Ryan turns his computer on and he's right in front of some French doors with glass looking at a golf course. And I don't think it matters. Our mics are so good. I thought it'd be echoey if I was like downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It would be echoey because downstairs there's hardwood floors. The acoustics are really bad downstairs because I don't have enough padding. I don't have enough stuff.
You got to have stuff to absorb the sound. I mean, like I've got carpet in my office. I've got a big blanket hanging behind me. And I've got
carpet downstairs in my office. My office, I call it the prize closet because that's where I put all things for children that I don't want them to find. Because, you know, it's mommy's office. This used to be the prize closet, but now they know it's mommy's radio closet. So I don't know where to put the elliptical if I got it out of this room. There's nowhere else to put it in the house.
Your bedroom? You have a big bedroom?
It's heavy.
No, I'm going to clutter up my bedroom with an elliptical? No way.
It'll be a clothes rack.
No, I'm not doing that. It's too klutzy, clunky. Ugh. Yeah, clunky. I don't really know where else to put it, and I don't want to get rid of it. Somebody asked me once if I would sell it to them, and I'm so glad I never did.
Are you selling it?
No. I mean, this was like 3 years ago. Somebody wanted me to sell it to them.
I'll take it.
I'm glad I didn't because in COVID, I'm not going to Orange Theory, and it's killing me. Like, I was thinking yesterday, I was like, this is bad. I haven't been to Orange Theory since March the 5th. That's the last time I had a full body workout.
Yeah,
outside of my own weights and stuff.
Really, that's one thing that does suck. You get into your fitness routine, you're so happy with yourself, and you can see progress, and then
believe me,
trust me, 3 solid months I was working out and exercising, and I was finally for the first time in my life getting some definition, and then I got coronavirus, and I'm not even allowed to work out right now because your blood changes.
Now you're
going to
lose it. You're like, screw it. I don't want to do it anymore.
No, your blood thickens. And he warned me, you go out there running in that heat because you have a blood clot could come loose and heart attack dead. So it's like you listen to your doctors.
What about laps?
Woman's
in
cure?
Your car?
The what's the,
I mean, you're
car?
In your no, you're not in your in car. I mean, in your pool. Yeah, why don't you do
I've
laps?
Done a little swimming in the pool. I have done some swimming in the pool. But there's
here's
this woman.
A suggestion. If you have the thought to do this, if you're going to build a pool, since now everybody with COVID, everyone's like selling out of above ground pools and stuff.
Yeah.
And you've decided I am going to build a pool. Ask your pool company. I use Cypress Custom Pools. Brian is fantastic.
I will
give them props all day long. I love them.
They built mine.
They built infinity jets into my deep end because when we built our pool, we could not really have that wide of a pool. So how would you ever get from one side to the other and make it feel like you exercise? We put 3 jets in the deep end and it is an infinity swim. And y'all, 2 minutes and your shoulders are burning. Your arms are burning. Yeah. We always challenge who can go up against the jets because it is insane. One of our friends is an Olympian. Their daughter's made it. She missed the Olympic trials by a tenth of a second.
Ugh.
And so she wasn't swimming in COVID because she couldn't access the pools. And they'd asked us if they could have her come over here to train on the jets. And I was like, hell yeah, I can come train the jets. Let me see what an Olympian's going to do up against these jets.
That's what they can do.
In the end, she didn't end up needing to use it because her college pool let her back in. But I still welcome her to come to my pool and try these jets. These jets were not that much more when you add to the added cost of the actual pool. And it's been pretty fantastic.
Remember they had the commercial on like on TV where you could buy a little mini pool with those jets. You just see the guy, it's basically the size of a jacuzzi.
Yeah, but these jets are superpower.
That's going to be fun for 5 minutes, and you're going to say, screw this. You're not going to want to do it ever again.
I've also seen bungees. People wear bungees to where they swim away from the side of the pool, and they're being pulled back by the bungees.
That's funny.
You can actually I can swim in place. I swim in place in my deep end. I just... You know, you can actually do that.
What, moving. Someone, I forgot this text because
you can.
Ryan, they go, Ryan is so stupid. And that's made me think about what are the dumbest questions we ever asked on this show? Because I remember Rula's about the Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan's question today.
For those that don't know, Raw Feeders, we had a Navy SEAL on. And I asked the Navy SEAL, what branch of the military do you have to be in to be a Navy SEAL? The reason I asked it that way is because do you start out. Like, let's say you started in the Army and you said, well, I want to be a Navy SEAL. I got to switch over. I mean, is it okay if you started out somewhere else? But yeah, it sounds dumb.
And then
Ryan's today was pretty epic as well.
Yeah, Ryan's was what?
What I meant to say was, because he was stuck in the filter, and I was thinking, like, they've
got
to
move
around. They got to come up, whatever.
Fish. Well, they run out of oxygen. Breathe through their gills. Why would they die? And you said what?
Don't they have to come up for water? For air.
For air.
And that's, I realized as soon as I said it how stupid it was. But, I mean, my COVID brain was trying to convey the message. He's stuck in the air filter. If he's not moving, he's going to asphyxiate
and die.
Kim was
like, they're not mammals, you idiot.
I know.
Somebody told me on text also that I should go back to the fish place and say he got stuck in the filter and died. But isn't that like a, oh, well, sucks to be you
problem? That's your problem. That's not their problem.
A warranty on the fish, maybe?
You don't get a warranty. Now, if he just dies of natural causes.
Yes, fish have warranties. Go back and get more, somebody said.
Yeah. How much does the little beta fish cost?
This little fish, it wasn't a beta fish. He was like neon blue with some red in him. What's his
name? $5?
I think it was like $6 a piece.
$6?
Those beta fish are in the little cups that you can buy.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why are they called that?
I don't know, but you can't have multiple. They'll like eat each other.
What does beta mean? You're Greek.
I'm not sure.
Vita is the letter B.
Beta. It's beta with a B.
Yeah, beta.
Yeah, but vita is how you say it in Greek.
Oh.
It's a B. I don't know.
Does it mean
the letter B
in
the alphabet?
And there's vita. And there's alpha and omega, the end and the beginning.
I remember
one
time on the show I asked you guys, what was that movie Kevin Costner is in with... He played a bodyguard with Whitney Houston.
Oh, the bodyguard.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
He's called the bodyguard.
Everybody's had that moment, though, where you just have it's called a brain fart, you know, where you.
But do people think we're supposed to be perfect? Like, we're just normal people.
No, my God. I mean, we're on the air. It's unscripted. We're talking for, 4 hours every single morning. Of course, you're going to say something stupid once.
It makes people feel better.
Us sounding dumb makes everybody feel better, right?
Yeah,
we can't be perfect all the time.
I mean, Sam is really making people feel good at 8 a.m. on Mondays.
We're not news broadcasters. We're entertainers, or at least we try to be. No, I wanted to talk earlier, though, about the Eric. We didn't have time to. We couldn't really talk about it on the air. This woman has got a semen diet to avoid coronavirus. And yesterday, I'm serious.
It almost
looks like porn. She's showing it on Twitter, her consuming this. And I just wrote back on the tweet. I said, I've got COVID. I think I'd rather have this illness than your cure.
whose sample is she?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know where she's getting it, but it was a pretty sizable cup she had.
And that's a lot of work for one person.
I mean, she ate a lot of celery.
Someone did.
Celery.
Allegedly.
It's not like a full cup, Kevin. It's like maybe a shot glass.
Tommy
worth.
Lee says that because porn stars told him if you eat a big thing of stock of
celery
the night before, you'll have more.
That's a lot of celery to go through.
Yeah. No, they say celery is like nature's Viagra. It gives you a big beefy one, too.
So you put it looks like a stalk. You're stiffy. Yeah. Okay, wait. By the way,
it
last night...
It turns your dick green, but,
Last night, I got...
Jelly green giant.
Last night, I got hooked on Ryan's favorite game, Match Game, with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, that's a fun show.
And, between Steve Harvey with Family Feud leading down the dirty
match
road...
Match Game's dirty. Of course it's...
Match Game... And actually, they didn't even try and hide it last night. They didn't even try and hide how
obvious
it was. Talking about a man being a statue. A woman would want a man to be a statue because he'd be blank all day long.
Hard.
And so every single celebrity said hard. Obviously hard.
Get the money. Yeah. Get that money.
And the contestant said quiet. So she lost. But they didn't even sugarcoat that one. It was like, of course the answer is hard.
But I've noticed how unfair that show is. So that's that question. And then the other one that the other person gets is like a really difficult, open-ended question where it could be a million different answers.
That's my first time ever watching Match Game.
Oh, you never watched it? If you ever want to really laugh, watch the Match Game that's on the Game Show Network from the 70s. And it's so inappropriate. It's just as dirty.
That's not funny to me because I don't know those celebrities. Like, this one's funny.
I know, but
James
it's so
Vanderbeek
funny because...
And, people I know.
It's just funny because they're drinking, they're smoking, and they're telling and they're making very sexist comments. You're like, oh, this is so inappropriate,
I never liked that game. Like, really, Tassos' old show in Dallas would do that on the radio. Russ Martin.
Match Game?
I was like, ugh.
It
went on for like 30 minutes. It went on longer than the TV show.
There's no chance I would care about watch that stupid show. That's, doesn't resonate. Hold on,
it's about
your kids
nostalgia.
Would have loved this last night, Eric, because last night's Family Feud was the Descendants cast. against American Housewife, which I didn't realize the daughter from American Housewife is the girl from Zombies on Disney.
Oh, really?
That zombie high school where they have werewolves, zombies, and regulars.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's the blonde, but she plays Meg on American Housewife. And I was like, oh my God, there's a Disney girl. And she's an ABC girl. So anyway, it was like the Descendants girl, which I couldn't, my mind almost exploded because the two girls that played the main characters in Descendants, they are no bigger than a thimble on television. And if that's how they are on TV, in real life, it's insanely skinny.
I met the one.
I was like, I cannot.
Dove Cameron. I met her at.
And then Sophia Carson.
At McDonald's in the downtown KRB where we do that
children's festival.
Yeah, it was raining really bad. Rockets were about to play. I'm like, I just want to get over and watch playoffs.
I remember you want to take your kids. Did you finally get to meet her?
Yeah, I got there. She autographed it, and they took a photo with her.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she's cute. It was basically 2 seconds because it was raining, so they're just getting kids.
You had to take a picture and say, we're hanging together.
Yeah, so when she dies, I'm all good, right?
We're best friends now.
That's what everyone does, right?
Best friends.
How many Regis photos did I see with friends?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. Everybody does that. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I knew the man.
Well, I think we should do a bit where not even a bit, just we all get together, we look at the photos, and I'll say, yes, you can use that one, Ryan, the one with you and me together. Because I know Kevin's going to find one of me going,
stupid. Can we just sidebar for a second? There are way too many people that when they pass away, and I'm saying the everyday man, in the news.
It's just an unflattering photo, yeah.
The pictures are horrific. And the one that I really think stands out, Special K, is when, why am I having his brain fart now? Last name Shepherd. He was brutally killed in Wyoming.
Matthew Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. The picture of Matthew Shepherd that went around the world is like a picture of him. The old school, the cameras, if your eyes got red because of the flash.
Yeah, it was like a Polaroid grainy.
Him looking over his shoulder like he's not even paying attention. I'm like, that's the picture of Matthew Shepherd. Surely there had to have been a cute family picture of Matthew Shepherd.
Yeah.
Why in the living hell they pick some rando picture of Matthew Shepherd and that's the picture?
They were probably rushing into production and they did not have time to contact the family.
But then every single news source ever, like even today,
if you see a picture of Matthew Shepherd,
that's the only picture they had. Some rando picture of him talking at a party where he wasn't even posing.
With the Zoom we did here, with Kevin's below me, and then my back screen is him with that photo we had where he got burnt
from the hot pocket.
Kevin, you want that to be your obituary photo?
He made me laugh all the time. Bam.
One of our radio friends had that happen to him, Eric, when he got fired. And when they talked about him getting fired, like in the trade news, he was so mad that they used a picture of him doing like a stunt for a radio station where he looked all, he was making a stupid face with his nose. And that's the picture they used for his firing. He was like, seriously?
Talk about
kicking me in the balls while I'm down. Like, use a real picture. Yeah. Like, what is that? So, I think you're right. Do a photo approve. Photo approval.
Are you guys against that? I don't mind if someone takes a photo with a celebrity that they... I mean, as long as they don't pretend like my friend.
They're BFFs.
You know.
Did Ryan just leave? Ryan just left.
So.
The time is at 10:30. He's probably percolating right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we did 42 minutes.
We'll wrap it up and we'll just leave and then see what happens.
Yes. Oh my God, yes, let's do that. Okay.
But leave the recording on. Leave the recorder on.
And duck? You want to duck?
You duck and we'll leave.
Okay.
We'll leave.
Okay.
Because we'll see when he's coming back.
All right, love you guys.
Okay.
Right. Bye.
Don't forget the password.
You guys finished?
Oh, crap.
Wait, he just turned it off.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm
Where
still
are
here.
You?
Oh, he didn't. He only turned off his Zoom. He only turned off the camera, not the audio.
I had to go pee, and I came back, and I'm like, uh-oh, the left has ended. But I thought I'd just stay on in case this was a trick.
Damn it!
And it was.
The other piece of software was still running.
I know you guys too well.
Sorry.
I know y'all too well.
You should have kicked them off, Kevin.
I should have turned off.
Put me back in the Zoom.
Put him in the stream.
His face.
All right, well, I'm done now. Bye.
Did you see him though? He's like,
you guys like, finished?
I'm like, I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, I'm not turning off the audio because I got a feeling.
It's a quick poop.
You're effing with me.
The best was Kevin popped up out of nowhere. Look, do it again, Kev. Here's what he did, Ryan. And here he comes. He pops up. Like,
I was like, should I duck? So what do I do?
What happened?
All right, so we got the code word. What is it again?
What's the code word?
Upside down shopping cart.
Yep. or grocery cart, whatever you had. Upside down grocery cart.
Upside down grocery cart.
New sex move. Try it tonight.
Most popular.
The upside down grocery cart.
Yep.
Yeah.
But don't do it in the small seat. You want to do it in the big area.
Does it have the wheel lock on it?
That would be a challenge if you did it in the kiddie seat.
Oh, God.
Painful.
Okay, Raw Feeders, thanks for joining the party today.
That was almost so good. Damn it.
So are we deciding that yes for sure on Friday is our Drunk in July show, Christmas in July drunk show?
I mean, I will. I'm all down.
It's a Friday. We're home.
It all depends if Kevin and Sam are going to the beach, what the weather is.
Well, so this weekend, I rented us a house in...
The 17-bedroom
Lake Travis.
Oh.
Is Sam going with you?
Yes.
How many people? So you are just flirting. You are working with a man that has coronavirus and went through the worst hell of his life, and you are out there just gallivanting around like there's no tomorrow, around crowds, thinking
no,
that everything's
it's
okay.
It's just me and Sam and Booster.
In a 17-room house?
And 12 other guys.
No. It's 17 people, right?
No. We found a different place that's smaller.
Because everyone bailed on you, right? So you only had a few people.
I actually cut some people out of that list. Yeah. You know, we decided
why is
some
that? Was their behavior questionable? You worried about the house?
I have one friend in particular who just can't meet anyone new. He gets jealous of me having other friends. It's it's very juvenile.
He's territorial.
Yeah, and what I've noticed is that once I introduce him to new friends, then I lose those new friends. So I'm not going to introduce Sam and Mark to my other friends because I want
to
keep.
Does this friend try to push those friends away?
Your friend circle.
How does he push them away? Like
he's
how does he insult them?
He's just a dick.
So he's not cool to them.
No. Always acts like a dick. And
why is that? That's an insecurity issue there.
Yeah, we can't figure out what's
going
on.
Do you ever say
anything,
or they don't even know?
I haven't. I mean, I've told Sam what's up. I was like, "Hey, yeah, I can't have so and so come out there with us."
Why don't you confront this person and say, "Hey, look, you're my friend. You don't need to do that. You don't need. I don't need. And I don't need to prove myself to you. I'm allowed to have other friends in my life because that's not healthy, man.
Then they'll be mad at you."
Yeah. Well, actually, Booster and I just had this conversation the other day. Like, we're at our wits' end, and we cannot.
Well, either that, or you just say, "Screw him," and cut him out of your life.
I can't do that.
Well, then you need to have a confrontation and explain this.
I do.
If it's somebody that's worth fighting for, and it's if that's somebody that's important to you, then you need to tell them. You know, hey, dude, this is a you problem.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Me.
You're just fine.
Just keep people separated.
Come on, don't we all have different friends where you don't cross pollinate friends? Like, okay, this one's not going to work well in this circle.
By
everybody's
all
got
means,
this.
Right? So you don't cut those friends out. You don't tell them about each other. You just keep them separated. It's fine.
Keep them separated.
And we will be separated from everyone this weekend. We've got our own little pad, and we've got our own boat, and we're not going to get together with anybody.
Is that why you were asking me about that spy store earlier? You wanted to know about those cameras that can go in shower heads and stuff?
I don't think her husband is coming anyway.
He's not waiting for Sam to get in the shower.
He's waiting for Mark.
God,
exactly.
God, you always make me
with
those cameras.
Note, that's interesting. Why would Mark not be coming along? Why is it just the three?
He got a new job. I don't think he might have to work.
Coming?
I don't think so.
So it's just the three of you guys?
It might be just the three of us. Yes.
Does it have a pool?
It does have a pool, but I don't know if it's open. But it's on a lake, so there's a lake.
Hey, I'm out of quarantine. Can I come?
No,
you still have COVID. I mean, honestly,
he
if you
put his friends together,
if you didn't,
he's gonna pair me off with a guy that hates
but the other
everybody.
Guy that hates you,
dick.
Double dick.
Ew. Okay. All right. Okay. Y'all have a great day,
ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a great day, Raw Feeders. Thanks for listening. And yes, we will. It's to be determined if Friday is going to be Christmas in July Christmas party.
Because if they gotta go, then we could do it the following week.
Yeah,
but then it's not July anymore.
We'll make it
Christmas
August.
In August?
Celebrate August, yeah.
Yeah, we make our own rules.
Christmas
yeah, we
in
make,
July.
This is pandemic 2020. We can do whatever we want.
These are
yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can go whatever to the studio.
Different times call for
make
different
some turkey
measures.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put some turkey and stuff on the table tomorrow night.
If Booster can just pick me and Sam up from the studios on Friday and drive us out there, then I should be
good.
Picking up two drunks all the way there. How many pee stops they'll have to make?
Oh, him and Sam are two peas in a pod. Y'all, they talk over text more than Sam and I talk. Booster and Sam are always having little chatty Cathys up on text. I'm like, who have you been talking to for like the last hour? Oh, just me and Sam.
Aw.
All right.
You're jealous.
Yeah, and
it's like going on a date with a chatty Cathy doll. Oh, yeah.
That's his new cover. Oh, I'm just not going to say him, babe. It's fine. When really...
I'm, you know what, y'all? We're to the point in our relationship. He can talk to whoever he wants to. I'm not worried about him.
Yep. I mean, he's trying to bang him. Sam.
Right.
It's
everyone else.
That'd be a great move. Pretend to be gay for your
Sam,
whole life, just to bang
Samuel.
Sam.
Oh yeah, right, maybe that's his strategy. That's the key. Oh, see, look, it's just Sam.
You are
not Sam Rockwell or Sam.
Right. I don't care.
Okay, I'm out. All right, y'all out. See y'all later.
Peace out.
Bye, Rocky. Take care. Bye.
See you guys.